Canessa, you opened up this idea about nuance and things like that. What might it mean to think historically about race? Tell us about your work in relation to that. You might want to draw on the stuff that you did around the Windrush in your book, Yeah, London is the Place for Me. What might it mean to think historically around race?
Again, I think it's really important to know that it's sort of a complicated nuance. So I think we've used this word nuanced frame to think with. But I think even in my own classroom, when I'm sort of trying to sort of introduce concepts like race and racism to my students, you know, one of the things that I do try to center in those discussions is that a theme or a thread, rather, that I would say that it's important for me to impart to those that I might be responsible for teaching about race, is that race is, for me, a kind of proxy to think about power, to think about how it's wielded, by whom, and to what effect. And for me, I think that thinking about race historically, or the importance of thinking about race historically, moves us beyond a conversation about trying to debate what race is, or who or what is racist or not, and focus on a bigger problematic around sort of what race is doing, how it is operating, and how it works. And I think it's really powerful in the classroom. This is why, you know, again, I think history is so important to understanding and unpacking these concepts, because the heart of history is really this tool of storytelling. And I think that idea of the narrative about people's lives, their environments, their relationships, their experiences, I think it's a really powerful tool in the classroom to get students to sort of begin to understand how people have been positioned differently in society, and that it's not by accident. And once we understand that, then the question then becomes, well, how did that come to be? And how do we come to understand how we understand who we are in the world, but also how we relate to one another? And I think that, again, history is a really powerful tool that allows students, and not only, you know, history, I'm really thinking about sort of the narrative qualities of history and the ways that we can speak in very personal terms about people's lives and their experiences, and sort of follow them. And we can think about then the narratives that reveal certain kinds of patterns that show us the change over time. And so I think those are really powerful tools to get students to begin to think about race in relation to things like positionality, in relation to how people have, again, had access to certain kinds of things or been empowered or disempowered. And this is where I think we've been kind of talking around this, that conversations about race are not just for people who have been disempowered by race. You know, we are all implicated in the racial project of our society, no matter where we are. And so I think it's about to what extent, you know, we take on an awareness of the ways that race positions and sort of structures so many things in our society. And I, again, that's the framework of critical race studies that oftentimes people don't want to discuss, is that, you know, it's an invitation to mark those things and to be aware of those things. Kind of related to something I've already said before, I do think that when I'm trying to teach students to think historically about race, to think about it situated in time, think about it situated in space and geographically, and to understand that what it means to be Black in certain periods in time, in certain geographical settings, under certain conditions, it all doesn't map across the same way. We need to think with specificity about what those conditions are. So thinking about linkages, but also differences in those experiences, and those to me are ways in which it allows students to develop some of those skills around historical thinking. So I think when I approach it in the classroom, those are some of the elements that I do try to bring out when framing that concept of race.